Do you ever find yourself struggling in a relationship? Do you ever wonder if the relationship that you're in is the relationship that you should be in? Do you ever wonder what life could be like outside your relationship? Well, this is going to be the breakup podcast, because I find this is honestly something that is very close to my heart as well, that, well, a lot of people, when it comes to breakups, aren't well enough equipped to handle it. And at the end of this podcast, I'm going to teach you basically how to get over, not just how to get over breakups, but more importantly, how to decide if it's the right choice for you, because it can be one of the hardest decisions to make. And I really mean that, because really, the feeling that we get when we break up with someone is almost exactly the same as someone dying in our lives. We actually go through a grieving process. And this grieving process can hit hard and can hit fierce if we are not well equipped for that. So at the end of this podcast, you're not only going to know if your relationship is right, because honestly, you could be in a relationship, or if you're single, you're going to know how to really judge if this is an amazing relationship for you. Because the truth is, you can create chemistry. You can create an amazing relationship almost out of nothing. But what makes a lasting relationship is something a bit different. Now, when I first started my Instagram, when I first started posting quotes on my Instagram, I cannot remember who said it for the life of me, but someone said that people change and we often forget to tell each other. And that's true. Because why do we get in relationships in the first place? We get into relationships because of how they make us feel, and also because of how we want to feel. You know, we often don't get into relationships that are going to make us feel bland and dull and bored or even painful, right? But we do get into relationships that excite us and inspire us and make us feel a little bit aroused. So it's really interesting when this happens, because we all have different needs, honestly. And at the end of the day, if you're not getting your needs met, then it's time to start looking basically elsewhere. And I don't mean that as the sense that, you know, as soon as there's a sign of trouble, you should give up. But it's worth pointing out that really, two people are meant to build each other up. You know, that's why often we say, like, we're looking to relationships to complete us. Because there's a part of us that someone else has, or there's a part of our life that, you know, we need someone else to help us with. And there's no shame in that. There is no shame, because really, why do we get into relationships in the first place? We honestly, like, you know, what's the difference between someone who goes and watches a sports game at home alone, a sports game with friends, or a sports game where we're in a stadium with a roaring crowd and everyone's going nuts? The difference is the people and the connection. When we share our life with someone, when we share our soul with someone, and not only that, we share our experiences with someone, it enhances the experiences that we have. So that is why we get into relationships. You know, often they make us more confident than we actually are. Often they make us more powerful than we actually are. Often they make us more just deeper than we actually are. And I've often said this before, but relationships are a spiritual practice. You evolve and you grow, because when you're intimate with someone, you don't really have a choice. If you have issues with your body and it's time to get naked, you're going to have to confront them. And maybe you're with someone and you're, you know, the lights are off and it makes it easier, right? But you're still exposing your soul. This is why often people say that, you know, vulnerability is power. Because there is no more vulnerable place to be than putting your heart out to someone. Now, there is a time to fix relationships. There is a time to work on communication. There's time for counseling. There's time for coaching. And honestly, you should be working on your relationship just as much as you're in it. But there is a time where fixing a relationship can actually do a little bit of harm. And I'm going to tell you this because I really want you to know that there is a point where you should be in the relationship and not just working on it. I like the metaphor of maintaining a car. You know, like after a while, if you spend more time maintaining a car, you're actually going to have problems driving it because you're spending more time fixing it than actually driving it. You know, you're spending more time fixing it than actually enjoying it. And the reason why I bring this up is because in an earlier podcast, I talked about how we condition each other to be in relationships with each other. If you emotionally slap someone every time you're with them, then they're going to feel that way. And similarly, if they do that back to you, then you're going to start feeling that way. And the time that you have to start really consider working on the relationship is when you find your status quo, your standard way of being is starting to be in question. That's a really good way because it's like when you're in a relationship with someone, you'll find that parts of you get evolved, parts of you grow because you have someone to be with to lift you up and almost you lift them up. First of all, I have to point it out, it is not their job to lift you up. But when you're in a level 4 relationship and two people are just giving for the sake of giving, you can't help but be lifted up. It's just part of the process. It's just part of this amazing relationship. But if they're not giving you what you want, it is not up to them to give it to you. You can ask them, you can communicate it to them, right? I have to say this because communication is fucking power, right? Communication is power. Your ability to communicate and communicate your standards and your needs to someone else is so important. But what I find kills a lot of relationships is the fact that when we get in there, what happens at the start, right? We're just focused on giving. You know, where we just want to give to the other person. We want to make them feel amazing because they make us feel amazing. But what happens at the end? We're often focused on what we get. You know, if you give something, if you treat someone at the start of the relationship, at the end of the relationship, you will never have an end of a relationship. Why? Because you've done the things. It's like that's the basis of your relationship. And if you get rid of that, then things start to change and you almost start hurting the person. And hoping that the other person is going to make you feel fully fulfilled, by the way, is a little bit of an entitled behavior. Because, and it's also putting way too much pressure on your partner. Like, and I'm going to sell you because this is one end of the spectrum, by the way, and there is another end of the spectrum because it is what I call a beautiful tension. There is a balance, right? The beautiful tension is two contradictory ideas where the truth is somewhere in the middle. But you should be able to have an ability in yourself to at least be whole because 1 + 1/2 does not equal 2. A half plus a half does not equal 2. 1 + 1 does. And when you have a couple of whole people, then you have an amazing couple. Now, of course, there are going to be troubles in relationships. You know, I'm developing a program, hint, hint, that is basically designed to end all relationship problems that you can have in the future. I can't promise that there aren't going to be speed bumps, but I can promise that you're going to have the tools to handle any situation you get into. Hint, hints. By the way, keep looking out for this. But what I can say is that troubles are going to happen, but it's how you handle them. And if you handle them, there are honestly two ways to handle them. There are discussions, which is the fixing of the car, right? You know, you can, it depends what kind of problem you're having. So if the problem is a connection issue, things like that, it could be worth discussing style, right? You know, you could be discussing the style of communication or what's actually being said or things like that. But often, if the issue is, for example, that you're not driving the car of the relationship, go and fucking drive the car. If the issue is that you're not connecting in the relationship, go and connect. Do the things that made you connect. And do not stop until you connect. There is a point where discussing things in a relationship can cause issues. And there's a point where action is needed. You know, it's like when you're going on dating. When you're going out for the first date, what do? You don't say, this is who I am, this is what I'm doing, this is where I'm going. You know, you do say that to a little bit, but most of it is about experiencing. We need to experience each other. You know, one of the worst, one of the most unexciting Tinder profiles or dating online profiles you can do is like, I'm looking for a relationship. It's like, with who? You know, on the other end, the guy is going, you're looking for a relationship. I don't fucking know who you are. Like, let's just get to know each other first. It's like there is a point where asking and saying works, but there's also a point where experience is needed. And if you're having issues in a relationship, there is an issue where it's like you can over-maintain. There is the law of diminishing returns, where you can fix things up to a point. Now, I'm not saying this to get you scared, but I am saying this to let you know that attraction is in the action. And if you're not getting what you want by forcing it through some form of conversation, because sometimes conversation is good, but there are also times where you can't force love. And if you're having issues like that, then it is worth actually just being in, doing all the things that actually works. If you liked doing the things that he liked because it made him happy, then do that, because guess what that'll do? That'll make him happy and he will want to make you happy. That's the level 4 relationship. When things stop being level 4, by the way, a level 4 relationship is when just to give you the rough idea of the levels, by the way, level 1 is no relationship. That's saying that you don't want anyone in your life, fuck them, because they're not going to do what I want to do, so why would I do what they want to do? A level 2 relationship is where you decide that anyone is better than no one. And if you probably know from experience, sometimes you can get into the wrong relationships, and that's when people shift back from 2 to 1. They say, why would I fucking do that if I'm going to get hurt anyway? It's because you got in the wrong relationship with the wrong person. Get your shit sorted, figure out what you want, exactly what you want, and don't tolerate anything less. Level 3 relationship is a transactional relationship. A transactional relationship is, I will do this for you as long as you do this for me. And a level 4 relationship is a level 4 relationship is where you just give. You give for the sake of giving. You do what they makes them happy. And guess what? They do what makes you happy. But if what happens is when problems start, often what people think will solve the relationship is shifting from level 4 to level 3 because you're not getting your needs met. And what will really, and like, so what I mean by that is, just to explain a bit further, so you're going from giving to transactional. So you're going, oh, look, I need this, I need this, I need this, you gotta give it to me. And sometimes people like that, because sometimes people perceive love like that, you know. For a while, I used to think that helping people in a relationship meant love. Helping people just means helping people. Sure, it helps them love you, because they have their problem solved. But there's an element also where you also need the person to be able to solve their problems. You know, if you want someone to help you, you also got to be the kind of person who can help themselves. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, otherwise, if you get into a relationship with someone, they're just going to be like a parent. And some people like that. And some people like dating their parents in a metaphorical sense. But, you know, that's not a level 4 relationship. That's not the best relationship. The best relationship is where people can stand up for themselves and be who they are with their power and they can help someone else be that as well. But it's a two-way street. Both people have to do it. And if it's not, when it starts to shift to a level three relationship, and when we say, what am I getting? You've got to ask yourself, what can I give myself? And if you ever find that, if you ever find that you're in that situation, you got to say, like, what can I give myself? How can I make myself happy? Because if you're not getting what you want, then you have to either find a way to get what you want or drive the car of the relationship to make it happen anyway. Waiting for someone else to do it for you, that's almost a sense of entitlement. Because what happens when you leave things to chance? You leave things to chance, you know? And honestly, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're a fan of my stuff, you know that I'm all about control. I don't mean that in a control freak thing. I mean that in the sense that, you know, we want to understand how things work so we can actually do it. Like, why do we have to suffer? Why do we? You know, it's really interesting, but, you know, I'm all about just creating what we actually need, creating what we actually want, and creating what we actually deserve. And there's a point in relationships, by the way, and we're going to talk about breakups, that, like I said before, you can create chemistry with anyone, but a longer lasting connection can be harder to create. And why that happens is it's because of nature. It's because of just who they are as a person and who you are as a person. So my big question to you is, who are you? Are you someone who's excited? Are you someone who's passionate? Are you someone who's hardworking? Are you someone who's, you know, sometimes a bit lazy as well? I know I'm a bit lazy from time to time. Are you someone who's sexual? Are you someone who's spirited? Are you someone who just loves safety and certainty and things like that? Who are you? But more importantly, to what extent? So, honestly, if you there's a point where you have to ask yourself, by the way, honestly, when it comes, as a random side tip that I think is really important to know, when you're in a relationship and you're having speed bumps, the number one rule of any fucking, like, any interaction, any problem, any issue, is to never question their intent. Never question their intent. If there is one thing you got to write down from this entire podcast, if you're driving, stop the car, write this shit down. Never question their intent. Because the moment you question their intent is the moment you're questioning their love. And if you keep questioning their love, they're going to be like, well, why am I with you anyway? You don't believe me. So why should I stick around? Because every time I do something, it doesn't work. You question the intent every time. And I'm sure you've probably been, or at least you know someone who's been on the end of that. And what I mean by that, because there are going to be speed bumps. There are always going to be speed bumps. But if you question their intent, every speed bump, you're going to push them away. Don't you love me? Doesn't this mean aren't I safe with you? You know, don't you need me in your life? All these things. Everyone does things for a reason. It's not because they don't love you. It's not because they don't want you. It's worth pointing that out. So, how to figure out if you actually share the nature. One really quick way to point this out is the six human needs. Now, I'm not the first person to coin this, and everyone always misgets this. So the six human needs is something that was taken from the Maslow's hierarchy of needs and a fuck ton of other stuff, popularized by my Lord and Savior, Tony Robbins. So just to give you a quick rundown, and if you're sitting or whatever, or if you're driving, make a mental note. Well, pull over now and write this down. But the six human needs, so there's the four of your personality and there's the two of the spirit. And they're paired. because they're often contradictory. So the first one is certainty. A certainty, you know, you need to have a sense of certainty. You know, personally, I'm not a certainty guy. There's a story about one day where I accidentally had to sleep in a park. That's not certainty. If you're not really certain about where, if you're not fussed about where you live, as long as you're growing, then that's me. But some people are certainty people. You know, they need to know, and we all are, by the way. I'm pointing out these six human needs are in all of us, but you have to point out that we actually have more needs. Like, there are some important needs than others. Like, we need to know that we're going to eat. We need to know we're going to live. We need to know we're going to breathe. We need to know we're going to sleep. You know, we love certainty and we love our routine. Now, the next thing is variety, because honestly, having certainty all the time is going to fuck you up. That's why we go to see movies, because we want excitement. We want adventure. We want change. Eat the same thing every day and you're going to have a problem because you might get bored of it. You know, you might be like me where you're perfectly okay cooking the same goddamn kick-ass curry, some variations and stuff like that. But, you know, give it 5 years and you'll probably get sick of it. Now, the next one is significance. We want to feel important and we want to feel that we're worth something. And if you want to know a top tip when it comes to business, people will pay the most to feel significant. If you've ever been to a conference, there are those few people at the front who've paid twice as much or 10 times the amount as much just so they can get a sash and just so they can actually be a bit closer to the stage. People will pay the most for significance. Now, there's also love and connection. So love and connection is, it's often contradictory from significance, is instead of us feeling love for ourselves, we actually want to feel love for other people. We want to feel connected. We want to feel excited by them. You know, we want them to feel loved as well. Now, there's the two needs of the spirit, which is growth and contribution. So growth is simply we want to grow. We want to feel like we're growing, because if we're not growing, we're what? We're dying, right? And similarly, we also, on the contradictory, we want to feel like there's contribution. We want to help other people grow. So, honestly, here's the truth. When it comes to relationships, it is about meeting people's needs, right? If you're meeting one person's needs, you have an okay relationship. You know, if you're only connecting on love and connection, and that's it, it's okay. It's not the best. It's okay. If you're meeting two of these people's needs, right? You maybe got love and connection and growth, you know, you're growing together and you're feeling amazing together. And by the way, my guess is that if you're listening to this podcast, love and connection is probably a really strong driving need for you. We often have three driving needs or even two sometimes. And I'm guessing that this is one of yours and maybe growth as well. And just as a quick side note, is it possible for one action to hit multiple needs? It is possible. Like, for example, you know, some people, like personally, one of my goals is I'm not going to stop until I'm speaking in front of a whole giant stadium of people. Some people might see that as significance. I see that as growth, because the truth is, who do you have to be to make something like that happen? Maybe I have to grow, you know, but if you hit two of these needs, it can be an amazing relationship. What about if you hit three of these needs? Well, at that point, you got a love slave, someone who's around for life. If you got maybe love and connection, if there's growth and variety, for example, if your relationship isn't boring, holy shit, if that's their needs, they're in for a wild ride of their life. But let's talk about what your nature is. Often we have two or three of these driving needs. You know, if you have only two of these needs, right? If that's, maybe you're a love and connection. Let's personally, I'm a love and connection guy and I'm a growth guy. I need to feel love and I need to grow. I need to be like pushing to my limit and just having, like, tasting the fucking fruit of life. You know, I was Adam grabbing that apple being like, you know, the snake comes up. He's like, hey, you want to... Is this apple good and evil? It'll grow you. I'm like, fucking, I'll eat the tree. Let's do it. But what's their nature? Because if you're a love and connection person and maybe you like contribution or maybe you like certainty, and they're a love and connection person and maybe they like significance, or maybe they like growth, then you're going to have an issue. And basically, to decide and to really figure out if your natures are in alignment, I want you to look up the six human needs and look at this. But you really just need to look at it and be like, hey, do we meet two, the top two of our needs, are they the same? Because if you meet each other's top two needs, then honestly, look, then honestly, you're going to meet each other's needs automatically. And if you're a fan of my stuff, you know I'm always about being the flame and not the moth. If you're the flame, then you can make things happen. If you're the flame, then people want to make things happen with you, you know? It's like people who go on countless bad dates and shit just does not work and it's just frustrating and annoying and you're spending a lot of money, you know? Wouldn't it be great if people did stuff for you, you know? Like you were so attractive and you were so exciting for people that they just wanted to hound you down and stuff like that. And maybe that's a quality problem, right? You know, too many suitors, so to speak. But look, at the end of the day, you do need to match natures. And it's also the quantity of nature. Because some people, you know, do they need a lot of love, or some people might need a little bit of love? And if you're a lot of love person, you got to match that a lot of love. So that's actually really important to know, because if you don't have that matched nature, if you're not actually at that core going to connect automatically just by being who you are, then what's going to happen is you're going to screw with your confidence. Because that way you probably start to think, I need to change who I am to suit them. And when you start changing who you are to suit someone else, you're going to start having some issues, because then you're not really being you, you're playing a role. And when you play a role in a relationship, sure, you could be very fucking good at it. But if it's not you in your most authentic, most natural state, by the way, how do you figure out if you're your most authentic self? It's you when you're your most spontaneous. When you're in your most spontaneous self, that's your most authentic self. And the less time you spend in this natural state, the more you'll often feel things like, you know, lack of confidence and stuff like that. And then after a while, you'll start to believe it. And that's the worst, because when you start to believe you're not confident, you start looking for reasons. You know, maybe you got an award and you used to believe that you were an amazing person, you got this award, but now you start to believe, oh, it wasn't me, it was just the other people that sucked. You know, or maybe they liked me and they didn't really think I deserved that award. And when those beliefs start to happen, that's, I don't know, personally, like, I've got tears coming to my eyes when I'm saying this. I don't know, in my head, I call that the horror. It was a dark, dark time of my life where that's honestly where I was at. You know, this is what we have reference experiences in our lives, you know, we have these experiences, and honestly, it's down to our interpretation. You can believe you're not good enough, or you can believe, of course, you are good enough. You can believe that, you know, maybe you're in a relationship with someone and you got to change yourself to match who they are. Or it can just be that your natures just weren't in alignment. And when your confidence starts to get killed, that's when your life starts to turn down. You need, as a person, it's your responsibility to make sure, like, you look after your confidence level. It's such an important thing. And I mean that because I remember reading a quote about entrepreneurship where I was like, oh, entrepreneurship, you know, entrepreneurship is all about managing your confidence. No, that's life. That's life. And if your confidence starts to get undermined because you're not really being authentic in a relationship, you start playing a role and then that person doesn't like that role because you're not being you, that's when things start to happen. And if you don't share the right nature, that's when it might be worth breaking up. Because if you're starting to ruin who you are as a person, you know that you're going to have to spend a lot of time recovering. Unfortunately, I'm someone who's very practiced at looking after myself, but, you know, a lot of other people aren't like that. You know, that's when I got called in. You know, that's when I get called in to fix the suicidal person because, you know, maybe he started sleeping with other people and you never really got over him. And then you think that the only way out is a big way out. You know, I've been very lucky. I think I've turned around 4 or 5 suicides now because of this exact reason. And I'm lucky. I've never lost a single person. But if you want to know how to break up, take it from me, do it clean. Often what people do, right, is that they make it easy for the other person. They say, oh, you know, maybe we'll get back together in the future, or maybe this will happen, or maybe that'll happen, things like that. Or let's just be friends, and then they start sleeping together awkwardly. That prolongs the pain. That really does prolong the pain. And it makes it worse. Like, why? Like, it's like, it makes it seem like the pain is going to be less, but you're going to experience it for longer. So what you need to do is do it cleanly and decide that if that person wants to come back, it only has to be in a completely changed circumstance. If the circumstances have not changed, then you are not doing it. Because otherwise, you're just going to prolong the pain. You're going to be playing a game with yourself, and it's going to start to affect the rest of your life. And when your personal self-confidence level drops, that's when the rest of your life starts to suffer. Now, what to do afterwards? By the way, this is your action points. And maybe you're going through a breakup. Maybe you're thinking of breaking up. Or maybe this is just a future thing. You know, like you're just stocking up for the future, things like that. Maybe you learn some human needs and nature and stuff like that. But what to do afterwards is you need to decide what it means. Because if you decide that it's the end of the world, no one loves you, you're never going to be loved again, then you'll find it. Look for red, you'll find red. But, and I'm going to sneeze, or maybe not, wait. This is raw, by the way. I record this and I send it out. There's no editing. That's why I swear a lot. But what you have to do is decide what it means. And if you decide that if it means it's the end of the world, then it's going to be the end of the world. Or if you decide it's a great time to reinvent yourself, to empower yourself, to do all the things that you wanted to do, then that's what you can do. Honestly, any event that happens changes in the mind. Because the truth is, what it is someone saying, I don't want to spend as much time with you anymore. And if I don't want to be in your physical proximity or text you as much or continue this. And you can decide it's the end of the world or you can decide that it's not. It's like the example I like where it's like, you know, you can yell at someone or you can yell at someone because they're about to cross the road and get hit by a car. The difference is what the meaning is. So what does it mean for you? You know, who do you want to be? Where do you want to take the rest of your life? Who do you want to reinvent yourself as? You know, on a similar note, but not quite a breakup note. I've said this before. I did this in a live video on Facebook and everyone seemed to love it. So I'm going to share it here as well. I thought it's a really funny story. But when I came back from tour, I was working for another company and I came back and I was like, what am I going to do with my life? Me, what am I going to do? I just watched this inspirational video and I was like, you know what? No, I get to decide the meaning. I get to decide what I want to do. And so I decided, I was in the shower and I decided that I get to do whatever the fuck I want to do. And I don't know if you know what it is, but there's this song that's called Empty Chairs and Empty Tables. And there's this high note where I think it's Jean Valjean is going like, my friends, my friends. And that was the most powerful rendition because I used to sing opera stuff when I was younger. My cousin is a famous opera singer. So when I was in high school, you know, my music teachers were like, you're going to sing. And I was like, okay. So when I was younger, I did a lot of like operatic stuff. Never really professionally. It's my cousin, but things like that. That's fun facts about me that you now know. But I sang this thing and I'm almost embarrassed, but it's like, God, I can't believe I'm going to do this. Fuck it, I'm going to do it. Where it's like, he's like, my friends, my friends, don't ask me what your sacrifice was for. empty chairs and empty tables and so on. But it was in that moment, and I feel so embarrassed by this, by the way. When I was younger, I was so embarrassed to sing in front of families unless it was a formal thing. That I decided that it's the time to just reinvent yourself. Be whoever the fuck you want to be. And the truth is, emotion creates motion. That often it's this emotion in life that will get us to make change, but you don't have to wait for that emotion to happen. You can create it now. You can whip yourself up into a frenzy and be like, hey, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of life being this way. And maybe you are, maybe you aren't. Some people are perfectly happy being fine. But if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably not. So as always, thanks so much for listening. And thank you for putting up with me singing in this thing. A little story about confidence, by the way. A little story about confidence. Isn't it funny how we reject ourselves before we actually get rejected? You know, when I was younger and I used to sing in front of family members and family, like when they came to like a formal event, never really at a family event, and they'd be like, sing for us, sing for us. I'd be like, no, I can't. I was always afraid, what if I got the words wrong? And guess what? No one else fucking knows the words. I used to stop and apologize in the middle of song because I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I got the words wrong. No one else fucking knew. And if no one knows, maybe it's not what you say. Maybe it's often the emotion with what you say it. If you want to love someone, you got to love first. You got to feel it first. If you're attracted to someone, you got to feel attractive first. You know, the relationships we have in our life are a direct reflection of about how we feel about ourselves. So, as always, thanks for watching, or thanks for listening, sorry. Make sure to share this. There's no real subscribing thing. If you're on iTunes, make sure to subscribe. If you're anywhere else, just make sure to keep a check out for the emails. Email me at harvey@gethimhooked.com if you have any questions or things or just topics you'd like future podcasts on. I'm always here for suggestions and feedback because I love feedback from people. And just know that, like, I'm here for you. Like, I am. You know, I believe that, you know, people say that, you know, if I get far, it's because I stand on the shoulders of giants. I believe also if we get far, it's because we make other people feel giant as well. And so I'm here for you. You know, I work with my clients. They get direct access to me all the time, but there is nothing stopping you from emailing me, asking for help, at least now. Because right now, I'm the crazy son of a bitch that answers every email. Sure, it might take me some time, but I fucking do it because I care. And I want people to have change in their life. And that may be change in the future when I like get fucking inundated with emails. But right now, I'm insane enough to do it. And as always, make sure to rate this. I don't know if iTunes has a rating system. I think it does because I'm trying to get to number one on the sexuality section. We're going to bring down Hannah Riley. But thanks so much for listening to this. And thanks so much for letting me being vulnerable to you. Because just as I said before, if I want you to be vulnerable, maybe I've got to be also capable of doing it. So I love you. Thank you so much. You're an amazing human being, and I enjoy spending every moment with you. Bye.